Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Scott Alexander, host of Primetime Sports at D. Scott Alexander. Scott, what do you think about this verbal sparring match, man?
Oh, I want a big bowl of gumbo. I can't wait for Marcus Peters, and I love it. It adds to the NFL. It adds to the fun about playoffs because you knew these two were probably going to meet up again, and here we are. It's back. It's on. I want him to go deep on Marcus Peters on play one, just like they did last week, except this time get the play right and get a little more arm strength into it and get up 7-0.
You know what? Marcus Peters needs to get thicker skin. Come on. All he said was, we like the matchup a lot. Of course you're going to like the matchup against Mike Thomas against anybody.
No, I'm telling you, his college coach got on him, so he decided to punch him. I mean, no, Marcus Peters, I'm telling you, he – Aqib Talib is not an outstanding citizen. But Aqib, to me, Talib is more disciplined as a defensive back on the field than Marcus Peters. Wouldn't you agree with
that,
Scott?
Let's be honest. Those are the two, and I'm going to say this, those are the two biggest malcontent cornerbacks in the league. They're two of the most talented, no question about it. Not that, hey, we like this matchup a lot. It's like, we like this matchup, pause, a lot. Because that's where the jab was to Peters, was getting it in, how bad that we wanted this matchup. And basically, Peters got owned that game. And you know he's going to be coming back. But what I say, he's going to be biting on a lot of passes, man. He's going to be trying to get that pick. He wants that pick six. Just get him to bite and then just go, you know, a little touch and go and go deep.
Scott, the whole thing, you got to double move him. Now, you got to have time to throw. Because when you do a double move, you got to protect a little longer, whether you're selling a quick out or slanting up or a hitch and go, whatever it might be. So you got to protect.
And that's a perfect matchup because you know why? Talib's probably going to travel with Mike Thomas. Peters is going to contend with Ted Ginn Jr., who did not play in that previous matchup in Week 9. And that's the type of receiver. The guy that can take the top off of defense is the type of receiver that Marcus Peters guesses on the most.
And you know what? That's a good point because if I was them, I might even mix that one around because I don't think Peters has the ability to stay with Ginn on plays like that. I know Talib is the better cornerback, but I think that with the speed of Peters, which isn't elite, Mike Thomas's speed isn't elite, but Mike Thomas just is a great football player. He's physical. Peters is physical. If I was playing as the Rams defense coordinator, that's the way I would go with it because – Ginn will have his way with Peters. It's just not, Peters is more of a safety playing cornerback. I mean, that's the fact. But he is a big play guy, and you know he's going to be ready for this game. I just can't wait for it, and I hope there's a little more verbal sparring before Sunday gets here or even on Sunday morning before the game.
Now, Scott, are you concerned with because the Saints, we haven't had what it seems like forever giving up a 100-yard rusher. And the one thing, I think the ebb and flow of the game, obviously we had the big lead when we won 45-35. And they only had 92 yards rushing. And I mentioned this earlier that the Rams have mustered, under 100 yards only five times this season, being held on the 100 yards, and they were 2-3, and they lost three games. So I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter how many yards they get, but it seems like the games they've lost, they've not been able to run the ball. And to me, you have to force Jared Goff to beat you.
They're going to run for – I'd be shocked if they don't run for 100, and here's why. You know that the crowd is going to be amped up. I was in the press box, which y'all do your show at halftime with Deuce and obviously Zach Strief, and we were making note of we could feel – I mean, right before the game, right after the anthem, before the kickoff, the noise was so powerful where we were. The Coke I had sitting on there was actually shaking, and I was like, wow. I mean, I've seen it loud, and I've heard – I'm sure it's been as loud or louder, but this is as loud as I've ever heard it. It's going to be that way next Sunday, even maybe more so. So, as you know, it's tough to hear anything, so they're going to try to get that ground game. And they've got the ground thing going. Both guys went over 100 yards last week. I'll be surprised. They're not going to get 280 or anything like that, but I'll be surprised if the combo doesn't get at least 120 to 150.
Scott, I was in that booth as well right after the Eagles, the Saints took the lead over the Eagles. The press box was shaking. You could feel it shake. Scott, we got to you late. We got our CBS and local news headlines. Can you sit tight for a few minutes?
Sure.
All right. Scott Alexander, host of Primetime Sports, at D Scott Alexander on Twitter. Phone lines as well are open at 504-260-1870. Text 87870. That is not an exaggeration. It was literally shaking from the crowd noise.
So, Louisiana earthquake.
Very similar. 128 on the decibel meter. Pretty strong. The Houdat Nation will come out in full force on Sunday at 2:05. Saints and Rams in an NFC championship game. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Scott Alexander, host of Primetime Sports at D Scott Alexander. Scott, you want to sing? Can I get you to sing Happy Birthday to Drew?
Happy Birthday, Drew? You don't want me singing.
Bobby did it earlier.
Well, happy birthday to you, Drew! Hey, by the way, Christian, you're going to let everybody know that you're about to be on Primetime Sports, so you can turn the volume down if you need to keep listening to 870. But Christian's going to be on at 6 o'clock. We did tape it earlier today, the magic of television. 6 o'clock on channel 14, 32, or 11 on WLE, and channel 37 at 7. You'll see Christian live with his WWL shirt talking Saints, along with Fletcher Mackel. He's got a segment, and so does Rod Walker from The Advocate. So it'll be fun. We got radio, TV, and print covered. Talking Saints tonight, Primetime Sports.
Well, Scott, you do a great job with that show, and you get great talent on there. I don't know about Christian, but but I tell you what, you do a great job, and it's year round, and you're talking all sports, and you know, I think if you know what you're doing, and I think people respect that, the fan base. So again, I think everyone respects your opinion and the guests that you have on. And speaking of opinions, Scott, you know, when you're breaking down offense, defense, and special teams, it's kind of almost a push. When I mean
special game this weekend, you
yes.
mean?
When they're looking at the Rams, and look, we love Thomas Morstead. Now, we love Will Lutz, even though he didn't necessarily make that 50-yarder. But it could come down to Will Lutz or Zuerlein maybe having a game-winning kick. But I'm looking at the punters.
Zuerlein, you know, missed a field goal in that game back in Week 9.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, but they are both outstanding. But then you look at hidden yardage, field position. If Thomas Morstead's not the best, Johnny Hecker, it's like 1-1-8. I was looking at, like, net punting average this year. Thomas Morstead, 43.2, number one in the NFL. Johnny Hecker with the Rams, number two at 43. And then you look at this is NFL history. Johnny Hecker is number one net average, 43.4. Morstead is number two at 41.4. So when you look at just the hidden gems that come about and the strategy, and you know how you say you want to win all phases. You don't want to be that weak link, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. It's interesting when you truly got the best going against the best come this Sunday on even something like you don't even have time to go to the bathroom because special teams is so significant.
I love that you said hidden gems just now because you took one of the words off my tongue. I was going to say these are two of the best hidden secrets. Nobody gives the punting game or even the special team sometimes, you know, the credit they need because, listen, we here in New Orleans know how valuable Thomas Morstead is, and we'll really know when he's time to retire because this guy's changed so much field position for the Saints that and that matters, man. When you give it an extra 10, 15 yards sometimes or you're knocking it out inside the 15-yard line and pinning them down, and these two kickers or punters do it as well as anybody. And I truly believe the two kickers right now that Gostkowski is kind of going a little bit on the downside, Vinatieri is like 40-something years old. When healthy, I think Zuerlein and Lutz are easily two of the top three or four kickers in the NFL. So it could come down to them, and I truly believe that these are two even teams. It is a push. When you play, you know, on a neutral field, I'm telling you right now, I'd be really nervous about this game. And I might even give the Rams a little 1 point. No, I wouldn't give them an edge, but it would be basically even. In the dome, it's a different story.
Right.
Just can't let them – you can't let them score on you quickly because – the difference between them and Philly, they can maintain the scoring and they can continue to do it during the entire game. Whereas as Philly,
yeah.
I was talking about this with Christian, once they get 14-0, we weren't that worried. I'll be worried if it's 14-0 against the Rams, though.
Without a doubt. You got to get off to a fast start the first time around. Like I said earlier, we had 150 yards in the first quarter. We're up 14-7. So with that being said, Scott, you win the coin toss. Do you defer and maybe hopefully the defense, you can bend but don't break? And obviously, we love a three and out. But to get the ball opening that second half, you know, the Rams are outstanding in the second quarter. The Saints are outstanding. But when you look at that chess match, I mean, would you defer or do you take the ball first?
That's a really a great question because that is part of the chess game. I'd still want that ball in the second half. I want him to – what I do love is that chance of, you know, fantasy, sometimes people like want to get the quarterback and the receiver. They get that double duo. Well, right. I'm going to use that analogy for the end of the half. The Saints are so good at the end of the half, they don't even need more than 30 seconds sometimes to at least get some points when they get the ball. And so if they happen to be the last team with the ball and coming back with it coming in the second half, I think that's a push. And the crowd's going to be so loud in the beginning of the game. They're going to be amped up that I'd like to see the Rams get the ball and let that crowd do its work right off the bat.
Scott Alexander, host of Primetime Sports at D Scott Alexander on right now. Right. And then when's the replays?
Gosh, all week tomorrow. If you're one of these guys that works at night, tomorrow at noon, we got Thursday at 10 p.m. We got about four airings this weekend, day and night. So there's no excuses. Check it out. It's all Saints. Get you ready for the big game on Sunday. I can't wait, guys.
Scott Alexander, he'll be up there in the booth with Zach and Deuce helping them out as well. Scott, we'll talk to you later, man. Thanks.
All right, brother. Take
Thanks,
care.
Scott.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.